Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Now, as the number one seeded, I'm just going to take the microphone first. Number one seeded in our fantasy football. I know you can't hear yourself yet because it's only me. As the number one seeded, I just want to say, I wish you a good game, Roy. Now I'm going to put your mics up.
Well, I brought a check, but I'm not going to sign it now.
Well, good morning, New York. And yes, Matt, it is championship weekend here at...
Matters. It's probably championship weekend.
It doesn't matter because Bruce isn't in the championship.
Well, I'm not in it because a computer picked my name. Let me tell you what happened last week.
He didn't even make the playoffs.
First of all, there's a couple of bad things. I thought I'd won. I even sent out a tweet because I thought that I got 1 point for every 10 yards that a kicker hit. Guess what? I had Justin Tucker. I didn't get the extra point for the 61-yard field goal. I just got 5 points for that field goal. I lost by 9/10 of a point because
Garrett to the law does not excuse you.
Yeah,
hey,
it's been the same rule.
I didn't
all
know
year.
You can't Garrett, go over 75 miles an hour.
Garrett, hey, listen to me. Garrett doesn't give DeMarco Murray the ball in the second half. Oh, I also start Fleener in Indianapolis. He doesn't catch one damn pass. And I took Ertz out, and he got 17 points. I just blew it. But I was already playing for seventh place anyway.
Right, so
because you didn't give me advanced enough notice.
This is the 20th.
You can't
I gave you an hour.
You gave me an hour. I had stuff to do. I was going to dinner.
You also probably got emails.
Let me tell you who I
saying
got.
Saying that the draft
no,
was
no, no,
coming
no.
up.
Let me just tell you who I got on my fantasy team. And by the way, you're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
Right, good morning.
This is not a fantasy football expert show, as you can tell.
Well, I'm the expert.
For one thing, a guy knows nothing about sports is in it. Matt. And plus he didn't let us even come on the air. He cut you off.
But Matt
he gets paid today, but not really.
Matt has a front row seat to two experts. Well, at least one fantasy football.
Well,
expert.
He had listen, so. I will say this. Matt is coming around. By next year, he might actually know. He might know some of the rules of baseball and football.
Next year I'll give you some tips for your fantasy.
Let the computer pick your damn team and give you Peyton Manning like it did you.
To give Matt some props, he did pick up a lot of players.
Well, he picked up. Hey, he did pick.
He gave him a little bit of props.
No, he did, and
I
did.
He did.
And I gotta tell you, I did too. But you know what really killed me all year? The wide receiver for New Orleans, that number 12,
Marquise Colston. Yeah,
yeah, he was like on and off all
year.
He's
up and down, yeah.
And he killed me. And here are the good guys that the computer drafted for me, okay?
You got great guys.
Russell Wilson, which I'm not. I love what Russell
great
Wilson.
Pickup.
DeMarco Murray, who was hurt half the year.
Yeah, it's a good pickup still.
Yeah, but he was hurt half the year.
Well, the computer didn't know that. He wasn't hurt in the beginning.
Yeah, well, I understand that, but he's been hurt every year, okay? Well, there's a reason that certain guys aren't at the top of the running back list. He was the fourth or fifth pick.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you drafted DeMarco Murray last year.
I can't remember.
You did. And you took Arian Foster.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have drafted him this year.
You took Arian Foster because you had the number one pick last year.
No, I didn't take Arian. Yeah, I did.
Yes,
you're right.
You wanted Aaron
Rodgers.
Well,
you took him. I wanted Aaron Rodgers.
And I said, no, you're taking Arian Foster.
Well, you did fine. I can't even remember what I finished in last year.
He just picked alphabetically.
Last year was not nearly.
You made the playoffs.
Last year wasn't nearly as much fun is this year, because I kind of get into it more and more.
Well, more and I don't the more want, you play, the more
you enjoy
it.
Yeah, but I don't want more
it.
Than one team, man. It's too hard
it's
to
like
keep
meth.
Track of these guys.
I have three
teams.
Oh,
it's like meth, yeah. My producer says, that thinks he's going to get paid today.
He's going
Are
to.
Are you just going to go out and buy meth?
Merry
I'm just
Christmas.
Kidding.
Just kidding.
Matt has a family. I mean, he doesn't do drugs except every once in a while, probably.
I don't want to say no drugs. let's not speak.
Hey,
absolutes.
Listen, we're going to have some guys on. We just don't know who they are. I called everybody. I called Clark.
We've been
Judge.
Begging people to come on with us.
Yeah. No. They listen.
Well,
Roy wouldn't know. He's here half the time anyway.
I'm here most of the time.
Yeah, you're here most of the time.
Well,
hey. So today I'm running late. I have to look. I go to StubHub.
Welcome to the bitter
Shut
hour.
Shut up, Matt. I'm telling a story. I go to StubHub like most people do that buy tickets to events. They'll go to StubHub or another email address of a ticket broker somewhere. I was a ticket broker. I've been a ticket broker for over 30 years, but I don't carry Redskins season tickets anymore. Because
do you not?
Why waste them? I had two, and I can't even find the Dallas game. That's how cluttered my office is. I gave two away to the last game before this.
Is this the first year that you're not a season ticket holder?
Well, no, I still buy and sell a few at the beginning of the season.
Okay.
But I'm done. I don't keep any for myself
because
it's the Redskins, okay?
Gotcha. Okay?
And plus, after doing my show, I'm done at noon. It's a perfect one-hour drive taking my time to my couch and watching Red Zone and anything I want to watch. Plus, I have a habit of eating a pretty big lunch because, you know, we don't eat a big breakfast. We had cinnamon rolls today. Cinnamon buns, they were good.
You threw crying at me pretty hard today.
You knew that
we were going to be controversial this morning, so you threw that cinnamon bun at me pretty hard.
Oh, I did, man. I take care of
I think
Matt.
You well, Matt, wound back.
Well, Matt's lost 20 pounds since I quit bringing a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts over here. But I couldn't be around the Krispy Kreme donuts, and here we're giving Krispy Kreme a big slot.
Yeah, you're the one. You're just giving out.
You
plugs.
Know what?
It's just the season, right?
Yeah,
just
well, you know
plugs.
What? Hey, I got some things in the works with the show, Bruce Hall's Second Opinion, and I'm telling you, one of the first places I'm going is Krispy Kreme for a national sponsor. Right now, we have the best national sponsor in the world, the National Association of Realtors. 1.3 million members, and they just keep taking care of people more and more and more. This is one of the few countries in the world where you actually have rights and people are licensed to sell you a house. You go to most countries in the world, they don't want any regulations because they like ripping people off when they sell them a house. And, you know, my friend Bill Armstrong goes all over the place and he's all over the world. And the NAR is growing and they're doing all the right things. And we're very happy to say, and you didn't even know this, Roy, I just found out this past week, they are going to be our sponsor for another year.
All right.
And that's phenomenal. Because you know what? When you got a big, good, strong, tough sponsor like that, you don't need a ton of sponsors. By the way, and I don't like breaking for a commercial every 5 minutes. That's crazy. I hear that all the time on talk radio, on sports radio. And you know, sometimes these guys break for 10 minutes on certain stations. Did you see that we lost Holden Kushner? Holden Kushner is no longer on 106.7 during the middle of the day with Danny Ruye. He's not going to be on that show anymore. Now, he is going to have a TV.
Not dead, but just not on
the radio. Not dead. He's just been relocated. Like, oh, he's been relocated to TV. And I want to say, Holden, good luck, whatever you do. I like Holden. He's a great guy.
He's on TV now?
He calls me an old man sometime, but he's never called it to my face because I just put my hands around his throat.
Where is he?
I want with him.
What is he on, MLB Network or something?
No, he has
please, a show.
Please don't go there.
Well, he has a show on SiriusXM, which is
he's got. You know who's got a great show, and I listened to it yesterday. Grant Paulson. Grant, you should listen to my
106.7
show. 106.7. I love Grant. He's only 24 years old, and Grant.
He's older than that.
He was 23 last year, so I'm guessing he's 24
what?
Now. Yeah, but Grant Paulson has a serious show on Major League Baseball Network, and he's great. He does a good job. Listen, we're going to talk football today. We're going to talk fantasy. Matt asked me today, and give us a call at 240-317-7294. Let's talk fantasy. Everybody's in the finals. All you kids out there, and by kids I mean anybody under the age of 60, okay? All you kids out there, call in 240-317-7294. Ask us who you'd start. I listen to all of these guys all week long in my car on Sirius Radio. They are as good as anybody on CBS, NBC, ABC, they know more about the players than the damn analysts do.
Yeah, well, most analysts don't
make as much money.
Most fantasy football analysts, like the people who are paid by the
they don't
play. And if they do play, they've only been playing for a couple of years. I mean, let's be honest. I've been playing since 1998.
No,
so I get fantasy football. I know all the
rules. Hey, I've been playing rotisserie league fantasy baseball since the early 80s.
Right. So I would assume, well, fantasy baseball is a little different than football.
Yeah. But the great
there's
thing
a lot
about,
more
well,
people have been playing
well,
fantasy baseball.
Well, let me just
than
tell you this. The thing that's great about fantasy baseball is you can in certain leagues you pick up the paper every morning and you see how your team did.
Right. That's how it was
and
when
that's
I first
fun.
Started playing.
Yeah. Hey, let me tell you, that is fun. That is fun.
We gotta get paid.
You're pointing at me.
Get paid.
Oh, hey, is this a Christmas song?
I literally warned you before the show.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. We'll be back in a minute on News Talk 1230 WFAS.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or on Twitter, hashtag BH Sports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
We're back here on News Talk 1230 WFAS. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We are taking calls. If you want to talk to me, of course, because I'm the only one who knows anything about fantasy football here, about your fantasy championship weekend, Roy, open for that. And Bruce, I believe you have a message to the people.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, everybody. This is our Christmas show. And believe it or not, we're going to have a Christmas show next week, but it's going to be like talking about all of our Christmas presents we got. Not. When you get my age, you don't need any presents. I go out and buy my own presents.
Yeah.
You know that? And I even wrap them up.
Look what Santa got me.
Look what Santa got me. A new car. How did he know? But listen, we want to thank our listening audience. From what we understand, it's pretty good size. You don't call us enough, but I think that we're a little much for Westchester County from time to time.
When did this become the Jewish Mother Hour?
Well, can I tell you?
You never call
at all. We want you to call. I'm going up there this week. I'm going up there Thursday. I'll be there Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and I think I'm going to stay over Sunday night because I'm going to the last game that Mike Shanahan's going to coach as a Redskin head coach.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Yeah, no, they're keeping Kyle. I've already had a meeting with Allen. And it doesn't matter.
I've had
three meetings with Allen, and I'm going to tell you what. You know what he told me? I'll tell you what he told me.
You
can have his note. He knows who I am because I know his dad. He said, Bruce, we can have as many meetings as you want. They don't want to listen to me anyway. So talk about whatever you want. What do you want to talk about? Here's my suggestion for the Redskins because it has been a zoo. Kyle Shanahan is a very good offensive coordinator. Everybody knows that. I've talked to all the beat guys. All the beat guys, Mike Jones, JR, Jason Reed, you know, the guys that are working over there every day dealing with all this stuff. They say the same thing. There isn't a problem between Robert and Kyle. That's horse crap. They say Robert and Kyle, how can you be upset with a guy that coordinated your offense to first in the league last year? How can you be upset with a guy that at the age of 28, 29 was first in the league? I talked to a good friend of mine who coaches in the NFL this week, and we'll have him on here when the season's over. He coached with Kyle in Tampa Bay. And he said he was very innovative. He thought the world of him. Everybody seemed to like him. He said the only thing about him was he's just the opposite of Gruden. He's really quiet. But, you know, he usually just works with quarterbacks and receivers, and that's not that big a deal. You know, offensive line coaches work with offensive linemen. The only time they ever get together is like when they're doing walkthroughs in practices, usually Wednesday, Thursday, and then they're done with each other. Then they have meetings and stuff. And I think they should keep Kyle, offer him an extension like 3 years. Because Robert's not going anywhere. You know that. And you know, what's wrong with having two good quarterbacks? Anybody that says Kirk Cousins is going to be the starter here is an idiot because that's not going to happen, first of all. Here's the thing about Robert Griffin. He's been, look at me, 50% to 80% all year. Mm-hmm. I mean, some weeks he looks like he's still really hurt. Some weeks he looks a lot better, but he hasn't been 100% all year. He was all in, first game, blah, blah, blah. Not one snap in preseason in a live game.
Yeah,
I mean, you can't do that. I mean, everybody that's a coach tells me you can't do that. And he basically took on Mike Shanahan at that point. Mike Shanahan is 63 years old. He's a good coach. He's not a great coach anymore, I don't think. I think that certain things have passed him by. He's a little hard-headed. He does have personnel approval status with the Redskins. And I think that's the biggest problem that we have. Try to be a head coach and see how many – you know, hours of sleep you get, Roy. Try to be a head coach and a general manager and see how many hours of sleep you get. Mm-hmm. I personally think you need a great GM that you're buddies with. I mean, I don't even care if it's Charlie Casserly. I don't think Charlie Casserly was all that bad. I didn't like Casserly, but I was spoiled. I liked Bobby Bethard. Bobby Bethard was one of the greatest general managers in the history of football. I mean, he got four teams to Super Bowls. Actually, he got six because the Redskins lost twice. They won three. And he got San Diego Chargers to the Super Bowl in Miami like in 1990 or 91 when they got the crap kicked out of them by the 49ers. But he got them there. And the reason he got him there was he had Bobby Ross as a head coach, another great head coach, mm-hmm. you know. But anyway, I think they should extend Kyle, give Mike $1 million walking away money. It's his father. He'd probably walk away from that.
$7 million.
Yeah, but that's his salary for a year. If you're going to extend Kyle for 3 years mm-hmm. and just say, Mike, it's not going to work if you stay here. I think Mike is a father, and look, it's not going to work if he stays with RG3. They're not even talking to each other.
Would Mike make a good general manager?
No.
No?
No, not at all. I wouldn't keep it.
I don't think Kyle stays.
I think you're wrong.
I think Mike Shanahan stays and everybody else
does. Mike Shanahan stays, I can tell you what's going to happen. Ticket sales are going to be down 20 to 25% right away. They just are. And who's going to be the general manager? Who? There needs to be one.
I don't think
you don't
will
think
be
there'll
one.
Be one. So we're just going to be right back to square one.
Well, I think that's why Mike Shanahan's not going anywhere, because if you do fire Mike Shanahan, then you need to find a head coach and a general manager. If you fire,
well, you need to.
The coordinators, then you're just getting coordinators. I mean, that's not a big of a deal.
Dude, they need to. Roy, they need to fire. Look, well, haven't had a general manager since Charlie Casserly.
But you can bring in a. You're gonna need more time to bring in a general manager, and you're gonna need more time to bring in a head coach that you legitimately think can replace Mike Shanahan. No more knee-jerk reactions. I think that's why.
What do the Redskins need? See, you're
kind of
well, yeah, but you're a little young. But I mean, just to remember, but you'll remember this because your dad mm-hmm. talked about it all the time. When the Redskins were winning Super Bowls
yeah.
at the start of that, mm-hmm. they had there was no salary cap, but they had an unbelievable defense, and it was basically a no-name defense.
They had a great offense too.
Yeah, they did. But my point is you can't win championships without defense. You just cannot. It does not happen.
I mean, it's a little different. We've had this conversation before. It's a little different on the way the defenses are built now than when they were built when the Redskins and the Bears
teams were in championships. All right, stop right now.
We've had this conversation.
Who do you think the best team in football is right now? I say the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, but
okay, who has the best defense in football? I'd say the Seattle Seahawks. Yeah. Who is going to be kind of right there? Probably San Francisco 49ers. Who has a really good defense? The San Francisco 49ers.
I wouldn't say the San Francisco 49ers.
Well, see, that's
the offense.
I would say
their defense is going to get them to the Super Bowl before their offense
does.
Look,
I picked the 49ers to win the Super Bowl.
Well, then don't argue with me, Google.
No, I thought you picked Houston.
What I'm telling you is we've had this conversation before that defense still wins championships.
Absolutely.
We've had this multiple times.
Do you know? Do you know who Mike Zimmer is?
And last time,
do you know who Mike Zimmer is? Do you know who Mike Zimmer is? Do you know who Mike Zimmer is? Do you know who Mike Zimmer is?
Last time we had this conversation, it was you took the side of the offense that offense wins Super Bowls, and I had and we looked.
No, I
yes, we did.
I would never say that in a million.
Do you
years.
Remember? And we went down the last 10 Super Bowl winners about
that.
Defense.
I don't remember that.
All right. Well,
I would never say that. Ask anybody that talks to me. Defense always wins.
We can look.
You got to be able
to
score some points.
Yeah.
But look at Seattle. Seattle can score 24 points and win every game they play.
We both agree that Seattle's the best team in the NFL.
Absolutely.
But who's the second best team in the NFL?
Well, that's up for grabs because Denver's not that good.
I think it's Denver.
I think Denver struggles in Houston today.
That could happen.
Oh, no kidding.
But
have you seen the way Peyton Manning's looked lately?
I still think
Denver's
second
best team
in the league.
Oh, and by the way, Wes Welker's out.
Wes
Welker's the guy in the slot that he can throw the ball 10 yards to every time he wants.
No, he's been shooting him. He's like the fourth look.
Well, every week.
But the reason everybody
week,
else. Matt, I know this is hard for you to understand.
Peyton Manning spreads the ball around, and every week he has a different receiver. So, I mean.
But Peyton Manning right now is not 100%. Plus, do you remember? Well, it wasn't that long ago he had two high ankle sprains.
That's probably true.
I mean,
true,
he is hurting right now. Now, they need to win in Houston today.
Peyton Manning at 80% is still a lot better than most quarterbacks.
Let
in
me
the
go back to what I was talking about before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can you let me talk?
I'm letting you talk.
No, you didn't let me jump in there. I tried to.
Yeah,
I
didn't
times.
Let you jump over me.
Well,
right.
That was because I was going to tell you who they were going to hire. Mike Zimmer. Mike Zimmer needs a head coaching job. Everybody says he's the next guy. He's the best defensive coordinator in the league. You know who he coaches? He's the only reason that the Cincinnati Bengals are even in the talk about a Super Bowl ever, because he coaches the Bengal defense. We need a guy to come in here like George Allen, who was a defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. We need a guy to come in here and make changes to our defense. We need to build our defense. We need a defensive line. London Fletcher's retiring. He's probably our fourth or fifth guy. We don't really have but about one or two guys that you'd even ask back. Perry Riley, yeah, he's pretty decent, but he's not great. He's not a great linebacker. Look at our defensive backs.
I mean,
they're
horrible. The Washington defense is terrible. There's no debate.
Well, now listen,
the Washington defense is
as much crap as I gave D'Angelo Hall. For a couple of reasons. Number one, I don't like his attitude a lot of times. But he took less money, came back, and guess who our Pro Bowler is going to be, maybe?
Oh, absolutely.
Might be him this year. So you got one guy in the defensive backfield. You have the guy that can't hear very well. What's his name? You know who I'm talking about.
Reed Dowdy.
I love Reed Dowdy. Reed Dowdy should come back because he's a great special teamer, and he's a nickel kind of guy. But then everybody else, hey, you could cut them all and start all over. Mm-hmm. With free agents in a draft next year. Here's the problem. We don't have a first-round choice next year, the Redskins. Now, we talk about the Redskins
it's
enough.
A very big problem.
Let's do this. Let's talk about the Giants. Mm-hmm. The Giants are going where today?
Let me check. That's a great question. I don't even remember. I haven't been paying attention to the Giants.
The Giants are on
the road. Detroit.
Yeah, and they're playing Detroit. And for what I under – now here – look at the difference between the Giants and the Redskins. Mm-hmm. The Giants, we talk about, are one of the top five or six organizations in football. They always have been, okay? They are the NFL's
front offices.
Team. Yes, exactly. Well, administration.
Right.
Jerry Reese won two Super Bowls in, the last six, 7 years, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, Jerry Reese has always done a good job. Nobody's talked about Jerry Reese much, in all the New York newspapers this year. I mean, they may mention his name and ask, where are you, Jerry? I mean, are these the best guys you can put on the field? Well, yeah, because... They're like the Steelers. They don't make moves. You know, they know what they want to do. They've done it before. They want to continue to do it. Look who's playing really well here at the end of the year, the Pittsburgh Steelers. They lost their first four games, remember? Mm-hmm. And now they're, if they win the next two, and they could win in Green Bay today. There's no doubt about it. They could win in Green Bay today. They could end up 8-8 with that lousy start. Ben Roethlisberger is not going to have a hit put out on Todd Haley, although a lot of people would probably love to see it. And I'm just joking for those people out there who think I'm not. But Todd Haley and him, there was all these talk about how, they didn't get along and so forth. I think Ben's quarterback rating over the last six games has been like 111. I mean, he's done a great job. He's on his way back. But the Giants have a lot. They're a lot like the Redskins. Roy, they don't, except for without the Super, the Redskins don't have any Super Bowls in the last few years.
I wouldn't compare the Giants.
No, but but you got to compare their, defensive roster that way because they don't put any pressure on, except against the Redskins when Tuck had four sacks because the Redskins' offensive line's too small and
they don't pass block.
We
were sitting here, 2 years ago saying that the Giants had the best front seven in the NFL?
Yeah, they did, and they don't anymore.
So,
they're gone.
They don't have the best. They're still a very good front seven. The problem is
Name me all the guys.
Well, Tuck's still there.
Yeah, but their linebacking core is going to hell in a handbasket. Their best guy, one of their guys got traded. Well, that was pretty cool, Matt. Thanks, was that? Was that Christmas music?
Yeah.
But anyway, the Giants will be back.
I mean, JPP's still there, but he's been hurt.
Yeah,
the Giants still have a lot of weapons. This was a down year for them. And Eli Manning didn't have the best year either. But the buzz in New York and the buzz around the Giants is that Eli Manning's still the guy and the defense isn't the issue. It is the weapons around Eli Manning.
Absolutely.
That he doesn't have the running back, which he went through, four different starting running backs this year? And then you look at the receiving core, they've been banged up and beaten around and traded to San Francisco. I mean, it's the weapons around Eli Manning, and it's a secondary.
All right, we'll be back in a minute on News Talk 1230 WFAS, Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com or by going to Facebook.com/BruceHallSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
We're back here at News Talk 1230 WFAS. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
Yeah, we're happy now.
We're happy. Running down some NFL talk.
It was all that sugar I put in my body.
Well, you got to drink your coffee black.
Plus, we were going for the record on how many times I could try to get a sentence in and how many times you could cut me off. So
I can cut you off.
And I got to tell you, I think we're close to the record. I think 10's probably about right. Hey, listen, you know who we have to have on the show sometime? Liz Dravick. She's funny as hell. She's a donut and coffee girl. She does, like, the weather down here on a bunch of stations, and she's a real sharp girl. Hopefully she's listening to us today. And Liz, Merry Christmas to you, and if you're Jewish or Muslim, happy holidays or whatever. And do I sound happy?
If you're Jewish or Muslim, happy Sunday.
Hey, Mayor Rob Ford just said, please report downed wires by calling 911 or Toronto's Hydro's Operations Center. I'll tell you what, the guy might be a freak, but he sure is into being Toronto's mayor. I'll give him that. Anyway, let's... you know, we got a bunch of really good games. Let's start on the games now.
Sure.
Because we need, you know, we're getting down towards the end of the season. We really need to start letting people know. You know, and by the way, if you go to NH Bowl, NationalHandicappersBowl.com, NH Bowl, BOWL.com, you'll see not only did I win the straight shots last week, minus the points, minus or plus the point spread, but I also won the totals last week. And I'm this is where I generally warm up at the end of a season, and my goal is to be somewhere as close to 60% as I can be. Roy's having a good year. If you go on sportsmancave.com, he's got a great webpage. Just go there and participate in all the fun things that Roy's people like to do. You can also hear us anytime you want on Sports Man Cave. And Roy, you have a ton of – tell everybody about all your shows during the week real quick.
Yeah, we are on SMC Radio.
Okay, that's good enough. No, I'm just kidding.
SMCRadio.com. We have Mike Casaza, if you're into college football. He is the –
he's not from New Jersey, right?
No, I don't. He's from Manassas.
Okay.
He is the lead beat reporter for the Charleston Daily Mail and columnist there, and he is the only member of the U.S. Football Writers Association who covers the Mountaineers. So his show
– what does that tell you?
That means that
not many people can get up that mountain and be alive.
I guess so. Well,
a lot of fog up there.
His show, Scoop and Score, is on SMC Radio. It also airs on WVNT during the week. And we have all their shows. Mook Washington has Making the Cut. There is my show. There is Horn Sports.
What's the name
Texas
of your
guys.
Show?
I have two. I have The Rant, and then I have Monday Night Pucks.
You should have me on The Rant.
I had you on.
I know. I've been on some of your shows. Mm-hmm. I love it. Yeah. Well, I always get a call when somebody cancels or something. Anyway, let's take a peek. Hey, Roy, let's take a peek at these games.
Sure.
So let's go to my favorite, Scores and Odds, and see what they have to say about. Let's just see who's first. Here we go.
Miami Dolphins.
Yeah,
they
you
are
know
minus
what?
2.5
go
at
ahead.
The Buffalo Bills. Over under here is 43. Actually, it's moved now to 1.5.
Yeah, and you know what else? It's 42.5
mm-hmm.
Bills. And this is – we're talking – spill. Let me tell you something. The Miami Dolphins have – you know, they had all that quote-unquote dysfunction in their locker room when an offensive lineman, Jonathan whatever his name, Stewart or whatever his name – not Jonathan,
yeah, Jonathan
Stewart.
Stewart.
He gets up and he throws his tray down. He leaves and he's
– Incognito, I believe.
Yeah, Richie Incognito gets suspended. He's getting paid, though. Their entire left side of their line left. And guess what? They've won like four in a row. I mean, the Dolphins have been the most – and we said this last week. I said this and you didn't disagree with me. They've been like the most consistent team all year. They're always in the games. They play very well. Ryan Tannehill, in my opinion, remember when the Washington Redskins were looking at him as the guy they were going to pick further down the line as mm-hmm. opposed to trading down? They didn't know if they'd be able to get him or not. They ended up picking him up there because his offensive coordinator with the Dolphins was his offense was his head coach at Texas A&M. And it worked with the offense there. And I got to mm-hmm. tell you.
But he won the first round.
Yeah, he did. And he's a good ball player. He's also playing another first-round draft choice. The guy, E.J. Manuel, but he's not starting today. And the reason I'm not taking Miami today, everybody else seems to love Miami today. I mean, they're beating them up. They're down to 1.5. That came down from 2.5 today.
Mm-hmm.
That means wise guy money's probably on the Dolphins, and there's probably a lot of reasons to bet them. Thaddeus Lewis is from Duke. He did 4 years with David Cutcliffe. He knows how to quarterback. I think he's as good, if not better, than E.J. Manuel right now because E.J. Manuel has been very, very up and down. You know, he either really sucks or he's pretty decent. Thad Lewis knows how to move the football. I'm not going to touch this game with a 10-foot pole. I like what I see with Miami. Their chances of making the playoffs are
in their own hands.
They're tied with Baltimore.
Well, right?
But the last game of the season. Check and see who they play.
Baltimore
the last.
Still have the tiebreaker.
Their next two games are
no. Nah, well, Baltimore has. If Baltimore wins their next two games, they're in.
Yeah, Baltimore has New England and Cincinnati.
Yeah,
Miami has two really good teams. Buffalo and the Jets.
Now here's the deal with Cincinnati. If Baltimore doesn't win today, they're pretty much done. But Cincinnati may or may not even need that game next week to win the division. And it's just going to be real interesting to see what happens. I'm rooting for the Dolphins. And plus that's Joe Philbin. You remember his son died and either committed suicide or just a tragic accident last year. And that's when he left and came to Miami. And he has just done a wonderful job. Now, he is one goofy-looking dude. I'm just telling you. He looks like Uncle Fester at a young age from the Addams Family. Mm-hmm. And he talks kind of funny, too, and I hope he doesn't have a speech impediment or anything because I feel bad about it. No, I'm just kidding. But Joe,
he wouldn't feel bad about
but
it.
Joe really gets his guys up, and he's done a great job. And, I mean, think about this. People were making jokes about Miami a month ago. They're not making jokes about the Dolphins anymore. You know, they're just not. They're not going to. They're having a great year, I think. And no matter what, hey, they talked about Philbin being out of there. Remember when all this stuff happened in Miami? Nobody's talking about Philbin being out of there anymore. Let's go to the next game. I'm leaving it alone. Who do you like in that game?
I like Miami.
You're going to take them? Okay. You and the wise guys. Next game, Matt. Oh, what a game this is. The Saints and the Panthers. Now, listen, I watched the Saints destroy Carolina. In New Orleans 2 weeks ago. And I'm going to tell you, it wasn't pretty. Cam Newton looked horrible. There was nothing the defense could do. You know, I'd heard about, and I had thought wrongly that Carolina, Roy, had a great defense. They weren't that good. They didn't put any pressure on Breeze. He threw short passes. If you remember that game, that was the coming out game for my boy number 12 for the New Orleans Saints. Their veteran receiver, and he caught two touchdown passes in that game. And I don't think I had him activated because that's how bad he had been in other games. But I got to tell you something. I'm not sold on Carolina here. Everybody's on Carolina.
Yeah, I'm on New Orleans.
You know what? I'm leaving it alone. If you held a gun to my head, I'd take the Panthers for two reasons. It's not in the dome. And they need the game worse.
It's in Carolina, yeah. So.
Yeah, it's not. And you know what? It's going to be pouring down rain there. Generally speaking, dome teams don't do so well in the pouring down rain.
Yeah.
I mean, they just don't. And I want to say they have a losing record on the road, too. I want to say that they're 2-3 or something like that. They're 3-4 on the road, New Orleans is. And at home, they're undefeated. So, you know, you could pretty much, against the spread, take New Orleans at home and bet against them when they're on the road and probably have a lucrative profit. So, like Forrest Gump said, and that's all I have to say about that. Next game, Matthew.
Next game we
you
have.
You want to save that one? No, let's not.
I mean, there's no really reason to.
Well, you know what? I want people to call in and tell me their favorite Tony Romo jokes.
I like Tony Romo.
I like Tony Romo, too. You and I have already said he's
and
got...
And people have come out to and started to back him up on this
I back you up because you're the one that pointed out to me how great his numbers were, and I have become a Tony Romo fan now. I don't like his haircut.
Bad haircut.
It's horrible. I like his wife. She seems to be having fun.
Great wife.
Yeah, when she looks at... you can always tell when people in the box, Jerry's box, know they're on TV. They all look at the
they're
TV.
Like, hey.
Hey, I'm on TV. Look, I'm on TV. I'm Tony Romo's wife. Tony's a good guy. You know, he's a scratch golfer. I think he's a plus 2.8 or 3.0 or something.
He is a good golfer.
He's a great golfer. He's from Wisconsin. Not the guy you want holding for extra points or field goals, generally speaking.
Yeah, not really.
But I'm pretty sure that that was sabotaged because that ball looked like it had a glaze of ice on it. I don't know if you remember, but it was shiny.
Yeah.
It was shiny, that ball. It was a brand new ball. We've already talked about the Redskins enough. I like Kirk Cousins. We know Mike McCartney, his agent. We love Mike. He's on an airplane right now, or he'd be on the show live. I should have probably just recorded it, but, you know, I didn't. We're going to have him on next week. And Kirk's starting next Sunday, too, you know, because he's finishing up for the Redskins. He's the guy they drafted in the fourth round instead of a really good defensive back. And they ended up getting a pretty damn good quarterback that knows how to play football.
And the thought process in Washington, at least the thought process that should be and that's been rumored, is that they're going to try and flip him for a first round.
No, he's not going to get a first
round. That's the point. That's what they've been doing to play him. They've been trying to raise a stock. Raised his stock.
I say if you're going to flip a quarterback, flip the other guy, you'll get a first rounder.
I think you can get two first rounders for our
team. I think you can get one and maybe a second or a third. And either way, that might not be a bad thing, but everybody's in love with Robert Griffin.
Yeah, I've been saying that. There's no way that happens because the owner is buddy-buddy with him.
Well, you'd be a racist,
but I've been saying that for weeks.
No,
man.
You'd be a racist.
You'd probably be racist.
You would be termed a racist.
No, you'd definitely be racist.
And if you're called the lobster, and you're a white dude with a really bad haircut and, like, your face is red 24/7, you're definitely a racist.
You're probably racist.
You know.
It's like allegedly.
Jeff Foxworthy. Hey, not that there's anything wrong with that. Oh, of course there is. Jesus, we're going to jail. Dallas Cowboys at the Redskins. I'm taking the Redskins plus the 3, and I'm taking the over in this damn downpour. I don't care. It's going over because neither defense. This is why I think the Redskins are going to win, Roy. I think the Redskin defense rallies around London Fletcher, who, by the way, announced his retirement.
He said he was
99.9%. He's not coming back.
You know exactly. That's what I take out of that press conference.
Yeah, he's not coming back.
Next year, I'm going to be playing for the New England Patriots or Denver or somebody who's in contention, but I won't be here in Washington.
Next year, he'll be an analyst on one of the major networks is what he'll be.
He'll get a one-year deal somewhere.
He's a good – no, he doesn't want to play anymore, I don't think.
Well, that's what that 99% means to me.
You know what it means to me? And like he really wants to leave the door open in case an alien goes into his body and makes him fast all of a sudden. For the first time in generations – got to take these reading glasses off. The dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm a realtor. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on News Talk 1230 WFAS. We'll be right back.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or by emailing us at brucehallsports@gmail.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back. News Talk 1230 WFAS, Bruce Hall, Second Opinion. We'll run down our games for the day.
Real quick, let me give you we just talked about the Redskins and Cowboy game, which used to be a huge rivalry.
Still is.
Not so much. Not so much when everybody over there is in a cowboy suit.
No, it's still it's still a big rivalry. You saw it last year when on Thanksgiving, they got the Thanksgiving game. Last game of the year, then you know they were playing for the division. I mean, let's be honest here.
That was huge last year.
It's not a big rivalry right now because the Washington Redskins are 3-11. That's the reason why it's not a rivalry game. But it's still very much a rivalry game. It's just not as big. It's not the front stage game anymore.
Well, Jerry,
at least this season. Last year it was.
Jerry Jones just threw a few more chips in the pile. He said that Ed Werder said this, that if Dallas does not win the NFC East this year, which means they have to win their next two games. Basically, if the Philadelphia Eagles win today, and if they lose today to the Redskins, they're done. If the Eagles win, that means that Jason Garrett would get fired, I guess, tonight. Or at least, you know, as soon as the last game of the season's over next week, that wouldn't mean anything for the Cowboys. So if that isn't indeed true, if Jerry Jones decided to leak that information to Ed Werder, which I don't doubt, because Ed Werder is one of those guys that knows where all the bones are buried in the NFL.
Yeah.
and Ed Werder's an older guy, so he probably knows Jerry, because Jerry's an older guy. I would say that right now what you've got is Jason Garrett, you know, going back and forth to the toilet and throwing up quite a bit right now. because talk about pressure. I mean, that's not going to make you play any better. I would just, you know, keep my – he's already given him his – you know, remember he told everybody he wasn't going to do anything?
Well, yeah, he loves
with Jason Garrett. Yeah, he loves him, but that doesn't mean –
this was his guy. He thought, you know, he was might smarter make, than everybody.
You know what? Going back to what you said about the Redskins, maybe he makes Jason Garrett his young general manager and doesn't let him coach because evidently as a coach he's not all that great.
Wait, you think that Jerry Jones is going to make Jason Garrett general manager?
It's his son.
Over himself? He fires himself?
It's his son. Jerry's really not a general manager. He's a Dan Snyder general manager. He's terrible. He wouldn't even be playing me in fantasy football. Jerry Jones is not a general manager.
I mean, we agree there, but...
They drafted a guy from Wisconsin. Remember the offensive lineman? Nobody could figure out why they drafted him.
They traded him back and then took him
in. He's terrible.
Round.
Yeah, he's really not that good. But anyway, we'll see what happens. Next game. Let's go to the next game.
All right, we are at, where are we?
We're at Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay, St. Louis.
Now, here's two teams on, you know, who are not going anywhere. We're hating on Greg Schiano pretty bad at the beginning of the season, right? And rightfully so, because he's a weirdo. But I will say this, since Mike Glennon, Westfield High School product from Centerville, Virginia, has, and NC State University, of course, since they put him in, all Glennon's done is looked really good. Mm-hmm. You know, he doesn't have particularly good speed. But he moves around the pocket nice, and he's 6'7". I mean, he's a big, tall kid, and he makes good throws. He doesn't make a lot of bad throws. They have a couple of really good running backs. I mean, Tampa is starting to look like that team that they kind of looked like when Schiano first got there. You remember?
Yeah.
They had a pretty good team, and then all of a sudden they had some problems with some personnel. And, you know, a lot of times it just takes a while to get your guys in there. And I got to tell you, when Gruden left, he left a lot of Gruden's guys in there.
Yeah.
And, you know, Gruden, you know.
Well, there was somebody in between. There was
I didn't know
the guy. Yeah, there was a coach for who he's a cornerbacks coach. He's a secondary coach for
Washington. Oh, that's right. It's the guy that we have.
Yeah, he's a
right?
secondary coach.
Yeah, he was terrible, too. There was no discipline.
What's his name?
Raheem Morris.
Yeah.
Raheem Morris. He's the defensive backfield coach for the Redskins. That's not exactly what you want to be known as either.
No.
Because they're not as bad as Dallas, but they're pretty close. Now, listen, Dallas's guys, and we're talking about this game again because I'm looking at it, but their defensive backs were all hurt. So take the Redskins. Guys, that's a five-star play. If the Redskins lose today, I'll be totally just – completely surprised.
Wait, really?
Now, listen, the Rams are down to, are you ready for this? They're only 3.5 favorites over Tampa. I like the Rams in this play, and I'll tell you why. Their defense is playing really well. The only thing that scares me about this game, and I'll tell you why, let me ask you this, Roy. Mm-hmm. I'm interviewing you now.
Sure.
Between Fisher and Schiano, Who would try harder to win for sure? That's an easy one.
Between Fisher and Schiano?
Yeah, who would try harder in a game that really doesn't mean anything to win?
I think they're both fighting for their jobs.
I think Fisher's definitely not fighting for his job.
I think Fisher has his eye on college football again, a possibility going back. I mean, Fisher has...
Well, he already didn't get the job he wanted. If he wanted to go back, he'd have gone back to Southern Cal. Trust me. That's where he played. And that's where
there
he coached.
He's not going to the, I mean,
he's not going anywhere.
You're right. But I think this he still has a lot. I mean, he still has a lot to prove. This Rams team has underperformed. They have so many draft picks.
Who did you and I pick to win the Super Bowl in 2017?
We both think the Rams will be very,
so,
very
so
good.
So it's going to be like a 3 or 4 year deal, right? Probably.
I'm not saying to get
to the Super Bowl.
I didn't say he's leaving now.
Well, he's not going to leave. He's one of the top coaches. He's got one of the best records in football lifetime, you know, as a head coach. He's not going anywhere.
I think
St. Louis might let this game get away just to get a better draft pick.
They already have the number 2 pick in the draft with the Redskins.
No, but they're going to also have their own pick.
I think they'll have 2 top 10 draft picks.
Well, what's their record now? I mean, they're 6-8. They're 6-8, I think. Or no, they're 7-7, aren't they?
No.
Well, check it out for
me,
big boy.
They are 6-8.
Yeah. So 6-9, 6-10 is going to get you in the
6 and 10 will get you a top 10 pick.
Yeah, so they may not try. That's why I kind of don't. I'm going to leave this game alone. Are you going to leave this game alone?
I don't
like either team. If you held a gun to my head, I'd take the Rams. They're a better team.
Shiano was playing for his job. Fisher, I mean, the Rams. I mean, this is too. I mean, this is a crap bowl. Well, who are the commentators on this game?
It's probably that guy. What's his name? And that other bad guy. I mean, what's his name?
I mean, let's be honest. Shiano, at least he has the Falcons going for him.
Well,
so
let's go to the next
game.
Can we do this?
Division.
Let's go to the next game because this game's making me sick to my stomach anyway.
But I think
they're both losers right now, but just temporarily.
Both teams are both those coaches are playing to show that they still belong.
Well, look, now if I had to make a line, if I had to make the odds for who's going to be around in the year 2017, right now, I'd have to say that Fisher is 1-10 for being there, and Shiano's probably 5-1 against.
Shiano could be gone.
Yeah,
he could be
gone next year. The Bears and the Eagles. Now, this is
got flexed.
This is the 8:30 game now, right?
Yeah,
and
they flexed out Tampa Bay, the New England Baltimore game.
You like Cutler?
I do.
I don't. I love Foles. I also like what the Eagles, everything I read about Kelly and what they're doing, and there was a big article that came out this week about all the mental reps that they're taking. They use a company, and everything is like, everything is, they can't even share it with anybody because it's in its working stages right now, but they have like a touchpad that they can go to and basically look at offenses, and their defense can decide what to do. It's like taking a test, mm-hmm. and as soon as you get 100 on that test, you go to the next thing, the next set, next offensive set. Because the NFL now is have all these rules and regulations about how many practices that they can actually hit and dress out for. Do you understand?
Yep.
They're doing classwork practices now, and the guy that's doing it every week and has been all season is Chip Kelly. A lot of the teams aren't even doing
first
it.
Year
yeah, well, they did it at Oregon. Oregon was one of the places that's near the company that is designed
Nike?
All this stuff. No, it's not Nike. That's clothing, dude. I'm talking about this technical
Nike
stuff
is what
they're
runs
looking at.
Oregon.
Yeah, but I understand that, Roy. But I'm talking about the computer generated stuff. It's a computer company basically. But they mm-hmm. and what I can do is I'm going to contact him this week sometime because it was so interesting. You know, the nice thing about Twitter is you go on Twitter, you see something pretty interesting, like from somebody with the Philadelphia Eagles, and you click on it and you read an article. All of a sudden, you've learned so much. Follow Roy and I on Twitter, and you'll if you are a handicapper and you love football, especially NFL football, follow me at Bruce All Sports. Follow Roy at Sports Man Cave, and you'll end up. I retweet a lot. I mean, I really do. And I retweet the stuff I love and I think that is helpful. And a lot of last-minute stuff. I like the Eagles here. They're -3. The Bears, I don't see them beating the Eagles today. I think the Eagles have too many weapons. I think that it's 55. It's a huge number. I'm taking the over anyway. I don't see this going under 55. Do you? I think the winner of this game could score 42 points.
Yeah, I agree.
I do. And now, if it's raining like it was just a little while ago in Philly, they may not get a lot of points, so don't play that as a big play, the over. But take the Eagles -3 as a big play. No way that Cutler wins two games in a row. I don't see it. As a matter of fact, in my opinion, I thought he was kind of lucky to win last week. He looked a little bit more like the Jay Cutler I know in the first couple of drives than he did at the end of the game. Although he did do a good job, but he's got some weapons, let me tell you. I mean, their offense is good. Their defense sucks. The Eagles' defense is a little bit better, but last week, you know, they laid an egg. You know, they ended up losing to Minnesota.
Yeah.
And Minnesota got, like, what, well, was, 45 they were, points?
They were fighting on the sidelines.
48 to – final one that was 48-30. I mean, that was a joke. But that says something about Minnesota. I mean, you know, they're playing for their coach's job, too.
Yeah.
You know, they are.
I think he's gone.
All right, I'm going to take the Eagles for 4 stars. I love that game. I'm taking the over for just 2 stars. Mm-hmm. Next game, Matthew.
Next up would be the New York Jets -1 hosting the Cleveland Browns. The over-under here. Actually, it's moved to 1.5. The over-under here is 42.
I was hoping Manish Mehta was going to call in today. Well, I still may be able to get him to call in. It's just that the Jets are home. It's a 1 o'clock game. It's raining up there. It's cloudy. Chance of showers. The wind's blowing. It's warm there, too. It's 58 degrees as we speak. It's about 65 here. It's supposed to go up to in the 70s in the D.C. Baltimore area. It's like an August, you know, hurricane shower almost around here. Yeah. The clouds look like it's a hurricane. The wind's blowing like it's a hurricane. The Browns have played well, but they're still the Browns. You know, they're going to be getting a decent draft choice this year. The Jets, all I've seen all week is Rex just being super nice Rex on TV, you know, talking about I'm a good coach. Listen, Rex, I know you're a good coach, but if you're a good coach, you don't have to tell everybody you're a good coach all the time. You know, I don't like that. And that scares me, Roy, a little bit. How do you feel about it? I mean, don't you feel like he's kind of halfway begging to make sure that they don't make any changes, you know, between now and next year? Because, you know, they got a new GM.
Yeah, I think Rex is safe.
I do, too. I see Woody. He's Woody's boy.
Yeah, I mean.
Right?
This team was a lot better than we thought they were going
to be.
Than
they could have been.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
they're a lot better than this Mark Sanchez had been quarterback.
We were talking about before beginning of the season that this could have been one of the worst teams of football. And they were actually in the playoff conversation last week. So,
close that.
Are you looking at the weather?
Close that door. I was looking at the weather.
So, I mean, Rex has this team in a position where they could have been a playoff team. They're not a playoff team anymore. I believe they were eliminated last week. But the fact that this team was even talking playoffs at all this year is a tip of the hat to Rex, and I don't think he's going anywhere. I mean, there's nobody really out there who wants the Jets job, let alone would take it from Rex. So.
Is this Christmas music?
I think he's fine.
I really like this.
It's all Christmas music. It's
hey, by the way,
Christmas.
By the way, Idzik, he's an idiot. You know, Woody got a. I think what Rex is worried about. We'll talk about it when we get back, because we're going to talk about the Jets. Be back in a minute on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on News Talk 1230 WFAS.
Sign your ex on the line, set to cutie.
This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play it, just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back here, News Talk 1230 WFAS, Bruce Hall, Second Opinion. We want to take a break real quick from our breaking down of the games and scores and focus a little bit on some holiday questionnaire. And I guess the topic that was raised by our producer is, what is the best gift to get somebody who is a sports lover?
Well, if they have a 60-foot TV, really nice flat screen, you buy them an 80-inch flat screen. If they
got the 90-inch curved ones now.
AMOLED. You know, I don't even have a room in my house big enough for the TV I want.
They have those projection screens.
Yeah. Yeah, but the projection screens, you can really make a big screen. But, you know, they have 80 inches, and they're coming out with 100 pretty soon.
It's ridiculous.
You have to curve them now, so you can see the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of cool. I don't know. Honestly, I have a 42-inch. And I love it. Like, there's no.
Well, yeah, but you're 27 years old. You got good eyes. I can't see nothing.
So you can't see a 42-inch TV?
Well, I can't if I'm sitting right in front of the TV.
Yeah. I have my seat. I pick out my seat. You know, I measure, check out the best. And then I have my surround sound system pointed at the optimal audio for my seat. I mean, if you're sitting like in my room, then you might not get the best surround sound. But if you're sitting in my seat, you're like, holy crap. That is a good sounding system right there.
How many TVs do you have in your house?
Two and a half.
I've got one, two,
I got two
three.
And a bubble screen. The bubble screen doesn't count.
We have three.
I got one in the bedroom, and then I got one in the living room.
We got
and then one in the basement.
Yeah, we got a 64-inch downstairs, but I never go there. That's kind of like where Davis hangs and Emily hangs, and the one that we have in our living room isn't that big. I'd say it's 42, And that's not big enough for me. It just isn't. I want to take. We had a cabinet. We had a sink taken out when we moved into our house. That literally is between the living room and the kitchen. And we had a bookcase put on one side of it, and we had a really nice. We had a carpenter come in, a guy that does woodwork, and he made a beautiful hutch. But the problem with the hutch is this: he made it 20 years ago. He made it for a 42-inch TV to fit in it. I want to take that daggone thing out of there, and I want something that's comes out of the wall that I can have those things that you can pull it out and push it back in. Mm-hmm. And I want it to go from my patio door to the edge of where that hutch is, and that way I could get like an 80-inch TV there.
What's the second level?
I mean, surround. I think surround sound. I think surround sound is probably more important than the size of your TV.
You don't want your wife picking your surround sound, though.
My wife picked my surround sound.
Really?
But your wife trusted that. Your wife's good.
Did I trust that? She got it for me. It was me.
Did
and
you show her which one it is? At least?
No. What? No, she picked it out for us. For me, it was for Father's Day.
It would
a couple
be
years
tainted
ago.
For me if my wife picked. Do you know what?
You just mess with the levels, and you can you can make
good
it
Lord,
sound
dude.
Awesome.
Hey, you know what I want to design? I want to design a way you can record radio while you're in a car. I wish there was a way.
I do
illegal.
Find myself How
do
you, doing that a lot.
They had that. They
I wish
that
we had TiVo for radio.
XM Radio had that, and they got the crap sued out of them.
Why?
By who?
By RIAA and.
Well, who the hell is RIAA? RIAA?
The Record Industry Association of America.
Oh, that's
the
sucks.
People who. Yeah.
They
tried so you
it.
Could. They're probably they're recording music and then keeping it. Is that what you're talking about? I think it should be more like a rewind.
Yeah,
more
but
than
what?
A,
yeah, but what, you know, that's nice. What we look. We do look. We do that. Now listen to me. We do that already. When we've got like I've got.
Hey, it's illegal.
No. Not record. No. It's not.
You're talking about podcast. You're talking about podcasts.
No. What I've got. No. Let's not talk about radio. Let's talk about TV. On TV, I've got the remote in my hand. Yeah. I can back up and watch the same thing 50 times.
Right, yeah.
As long as I stay on that channel. I can even record it and watch it. Why can I do that with TV and I can't do that with radio?
Because TV stations
have
more money and they can be paid a lot more and it's easier to get through the... It's all about rights. Whether someone's
giving me a headache. I'm Bruce Hall, and I'm getting a headache.
We could have done that 10 years ago. Thank you, RIAA. next question. Tickets. All right. We have a ticket broker here. If a wife wants to get tickets for a husband, what do they do?
Call me, 1-800-466-4748. I can get you tickets to any event. I can get you Super Bowl tickets, Masters golf tickets. I can get you anything. Write this down, 1-800-466-4748. If you've never been to the Masters before, call me now. It's Christmas time. I could line you up for like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or just have you come in and do Sunday if you want. It doesn't matter. You can even come and do practice rounds. I can get you a big, beautiful house, get you the whole nine yards. Otherwise, I bought two tickets this morning for one of my best friends on StubHub.com.
To get to playoff? Because right Christmas time, playoff tickets. If your husband's team is in the
well, unfortunately, we're going out in New York, so what New Yorkers are going to be looking forward to is the Super Bowl, and it's going to be like it is today, 70 degrees only. It's going to be beautiful. It's not going to be windy and rainy.
You think it's going to be beautiful in the Super Bowl?
Of course not. It's going to be be 25 degrees and sleet.
Yeah, they're talking about possibly moving the Super Bowl to Monday night.
Well,
if the weather.
Do you know who talked about that? Gary Myers. It was Gary Myers. Article in the New York Daily News, and he's the one that told. They might even.
They're not talking about doing that.
They also might do it Saturday instead of Sunday.
Which is
perfectly fine because the only thing that's Saturday night is the commissioner's ball. Mm-hmm. Hey, Goodell, I got your commissioner's ball here.
Another
buddy.
Good gift for a sports fan apparently is a Eminem or a Kanye West album.
What?
Because the NFL owners apparently loved it. Did you hear about this? The NFL owners wanted. Eminem, they asked Eminem first to play the Super Bowl. He wanted $2 million. Then they asked Kanye West, and Kanye West said he wanted $1 million with, like, ridiculous perks that, like, you know, like, I want, like, a 31.5-ounce water bottle, like,
have we
no
had
more, no less. Like, just crazy
stuff. I want Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
They ended up getting some woman I've never heard of. And she did it for
$150,000. Well, what about Belichick's buddy? He'd do it for free. You know,
I know a lot of people who would just do it for free. I think Pitbull probably did it for free.
If you're in New York, it has to be Jay-Z, though.
No, it's right? some woman. King, they did it. They already announced who it is. It's some woman I've never heard of.
All right.
I'm Bruce Hall.
Merchandise.
Listen.
Sign merchandise is good.
Sign merchandise.
Yeah, I like sign merchandise.
You're listening to Bruce Hall's second opinion. We're going to go back to football now because we got sidetracked on something. Listen, give us a call. Anything you want to talk about. Give us a call at 240-317-7294. 240-317-7294. The last thing we were talking about was the Jets. We never did talk about what we thought was going to happen in the game. Roy, what do you think is going to happen in the game?
I think both teams implode and they tie at zero.
Seriously?
That's my official prediction. Both teams implode. No first downs are had, and they tie in overtime.
You know what I read this
at
week?
Nothing.
Do you know what I reread this week? I reread Spygate, The Untold Story by your boy.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, that is better the second time around. I remember everything now. And we're going to have him back on. You know when we should have him back on? If the Patriots are in the playoffs, which they will be. Yeah, well, they're already there, basically. But if the Patriots are in the playoffs, we need to have him on because we need to talk about that.
Isn't it impressive, though, that the Patriots, even on a down year, this is possibly their worst year in
they
a decade.
Keep coming back in the second half
they're
because
still in the playoffs.
Well, you know why they take
they
got a really
dude. Let me tell you something. He's a great but they've got cheating down to a perfect science, absolutely without it. But let's talk a little bit about the Jets. You don't like the Jets. Who do you think is going to win a Jets game? Gun to your head. They're giving up 1.5. Take them at home with your boy Geno.
Absolutely.
I'll take Cleveland for dinner. All right. Hey, we'll take the girls, too. Can we do that?
Yeah, sure.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. We'll be back in a minute on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation anytime by calling 240-317-7294. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Hey, and we're back. This is News Talk 1230 WFAS.
Bruce and we Hall's let him off the hook.
Second Opinion, running down our NFL games. We had a little talk about what you should get the sports fan in your life. And I guess it really conversation ended at TVs. So, good luck shopping.
Hey, either buy TVs or just buy them a lot of popcorn. Popcorn's good.
Eat it out.
NFL All Access if you don't have it?
No,
the season's over. You could probably get that for free now.
All right, let's go to the next game. Matthew.
I don't have it yet.
Indianapolis, Kansas City. Thanks, Matt. Indianapolis, Kansas City.
Great work.
The Colts are doing it with mirrors. They've won 9 games. Andrew Luck, in my opinion, is so underrated. He's so good. He's got nothing really helping him much. They can't run the football. They're not catching the ball that well. Their defense is like Swiss cheese, yet they're 9-5. And they're, you know, leading their division. But they go into Kansas City with a game that the Chiefs need. This is a good game, in my opinion, for the Indianapolis Colts to make sure they don't get anybody else injured in. And I don't think they're going to try to win. There's no question. You know,
the Colts?
Yeah.
I don't think there's a chance in hell.
Well, they're not going to win. I said they're going to try to win, Lord. Let me finish. They're going to try to win, but the Chiefs are going to – this is my play. This is basically my play of the weekend.
Mine too. This is both.
Oh, yeah, God, we're doomed.
It's a double straight cash.
We're doomed. We're doomed.
Yeah.
All right, I'm not going to take this. I'm going to do my number two as mine.
All right, well,
this can be yours.
Still, this is still mine.
I'll give you yours.
The Indianapolis Colts play in the worst division in football. Okay?
Yeah, they do.
They play in the AFC South, which the second place team in the division is 5-9, eliminated from the playoffs. So the Colts are in, and they have the 4 seed. It's locked. The Kansas City Chiefs are playing for the 1 seed. If they win and the Broncos lose,
right.
then they're the ones – they could potentially be the one seed. So
right.
there is a lot going on play here for the Kansas City Chiefs and nothing going on for the Indianapolis Colts.
Right, but this is probably the last game the Chiefs have to play.
Plus –
well, because – listen to me. Because Denver's probably going to win today. If Denver wins today – the Chiefs don't have to win their last game of the season. They'll still have this. They'll still have the same seed.
Plus, if everything stays the same how it is right now, these teams will play again in what, 2 weeks?
Right.
So
Kansas City. So make sure.
No, it'll be in Indianapolis.
Oh, that's right, because they're the win their division.
Indy is not going to show a damn thing.
Well, then this is definitely it.
This could be a matchup here in a couple weeks. Indianapolis Colts aren't showing nothing.
I don't think the Colts, even at home, are going to be all that great anyway. I mean, if you look at their roster that's active right now, they're hurting bad.
Oh, this team's not the same since.
They won last week. But you got to remember they played three lousy teams twice.
Do you remember how bad we ripped the Browns when they traded away Trent Richardson to the Colts for a first round pick? I mean, we ripped them. What are you doing? And now Trent Richardson's the backup.
Well, he's terrible.
He's the backup in Indianapolis.
He's terrible.
The Browns knew something that nobody else knew, and they played a quick one.
Well, they took advantage of Jimmy Irsay. Jimmy Irsay's a moron anyway. He got involved. He did his Jerry Jones impersonation. I guarantee you that's where that came from. Mm-hmm. That didn't come from their GM. I'm going to take Kansas City -7. It's gone from 6.5 to 7 in the last half hour. You know what is a great hedge here? The over. You know, if Indianapolis does any – one thing Kansas City has proven to be susceptible to lately, their defense isn't shutting everybody down anymore. I could see this game being, 38-24, something like that.
I agree.
And a lot of backdoor scoring with Indianapolis.
Either way, though. Really,
yeah.
Either way, if Indianapolis plays for the win, it's going to have to be a shootout for them to win.
Right.
And if Indianapolis lays down, then Jamaal Charles is going to have a field day, and because the Kansas City Chiefs aren't laying down.
No, I hear you. Let's go to the next game. We both love the Chiefs there. Chiefs in the over in that last game. Next game is the Vikings and the Bengals. Now, a couple weeks ago, I wouldn't have given this any thought. I would have jumped all over Cincinnati. But you know what Cincinnati has just done? They've gone from 9.5 early this morning to 7.5. 47.5 is the total. The Vikings put it on the Philadelphia Eagles last week, and the Eagles had played pretty damn well. The Vikings started what, their fourth and fifth running backs?
Yeah.
One guy got three touchdowns.
Tore it up, man.
He got three touchdowns.
Tied AP's record or whatever.
They also moved the ball in the air. That's your boy from Kansas City that cheated when he was in New England with all those guys. And I can say that because I've read the book.
Yeah, you have.
And I'm not even going to say allegedly cheated because nobody else does.
I mean, it's
they
pretty,
all know. Well, they got fined, $500,000.
It's pretty.
The Bengals, though, really in real life, they're great at home. They're not so great on the road. If you're going to play a game, play the Bengals. But I don't like them. I don't like the Vikings either. I don't even like the over in this game. It's 47.5. Let's just say. Let's go to the next game.
See, right? I really like the Bengals.
Well, then you take the Bengals.
Yeah, I really like the Bengals there. The Bengals, if they lose to Minnesota.
Well, they're not going to lose, but are they going to cover 7.5?
They are playing for they're playing for the division.
I know.
If Baltimore wins today, and then Baltimore travels to Kansas City next week. So if that could be a division game right there. And if Cincinnati needs this game today in order to avoid a possible playoff for the division next week.
That's a 1 o'clock game, too, I think. Yep, it is. That's going to be interesting. And let me tell you the other thing that's really good for the Ravens. If the Ravens beat the Pats today, mm-hmm. which, could happen for sure.
Yeah,
it's a one-point game.
Yeah.
If the Ravens win at home today and the Bengals in Kansas City wins, which they should today,
mm-hmm.
and Peyton and them win today.
Yeah.
Guess who's not going to try to win next week? Kansas City. That means the Ravens will have a team that's resting their starters probably after the first quarter or so. And I mean there's so many different things. This is a very exciting end of the NFL season, in my opinion. I mean, there's like 12 teams that are like juggling around trying mm-hmm. to get going. I agree with you. I like the Bengals more early in the week. The more I read about them, the more I didn't like them. And the Vikings are a little scary. They got nothing to lose. They're going to be in Cincinnati. It's going to be outdoors. It's going to be a little cooler there than it is here, and it's probably going to be a little weather there too. Yeah. I'm going to pass on the game personally. That's just me. Go. Thanks, Matt. Denver Broncos are at Houston. You know, this is like the worst team in the league with one of the top two or three teams in the league. Houston's pathetic. Let's face it. They're, you know,
man, you are one pathetic loser.
Yeah, they they lost their they already fired Kubiak after he had a mini stroke.
Poor guy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, not thank you a lot. Thanks for. I mean, you know, why kick a guy when he's down? McNair's a jerk anyway.
Is he okay? Is he okay?
And let me
Did he die? No? Okay, you're fired.
Denver is, you know, Peyton Manning, in my opinion, his arrow is pointing a little down. He needs some rest, in my opinion. Ever since he took that big hit against Indianapolis mm-hmm. when they went back yeah. there, remember? When he was almost to safety and he hurt his neck a little bit. Mm-hmm. That's, if you remember the end of that game, he couldn't throw the ball very well. And since then, he's done okay, but not great. And he's got those two badly sprained ankles.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if you're Houston, this is your Super Bowl right here. Denver's coming in. They think they're going to kick your butt. I say, if you're Houston, and by the way, Matt Schaub's starting. And, you know, he lost his job to Case Keenum this year.
Yeah, Keenum's
you know, out. I don't like Denver because it's 9.5 points on the road. I'm going to pass on that, but I'm taking the over because I think it's going to be a 38-28 game, something like that. I just think it's going to be a close game. And if Houston won this game, boy, is Kansas City going to be excited.
Yeah.
How cool would that be? Let's go to the next. Who do you like?
I like Denver.
You're going to take Denver minus 9.5?
I'm not
a sick puppy.
I'm not completely sold on the Houston plane.
Well, they're terrible.
Houston's bad.
But you got to learn how to. But see, you never pass on anything. You take them all.
Right.
You got to pass on Denver giving up 9.5.
I mean, I wouldn't play this game.
No.
But if you.
All Denver wants is a W here. Yeah. They want a W.
Yeah, they
if
don't
they
care
win,
how they get it.
Yeah, they don't. Tennessee at Jacksonville. Boy, here's a good game.
I actually really like this game.
Well, good. You tell me who you like.
Jacksonville.
They're getting 5.
Yeah.
Right?
4.
Well, they're down to 4.
4 or 5.
Ooh, somebody's taking Tennessee. I like Jacksonville here. The only problem with Jacksonville is MJD's probably not going to play, right?
Yeah, he's out.
They're starting the other guy. Well, you know what? He was limited in practice yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure. Well, it wouldn't have been yesterday. It would have been Friday.
MJD's out.
Is he out? Good. Okay. Their quarterback's done a good job. I talked to Ron Middleton this week. He says that guy, you know, the guy that's starting for them from Michigan, he does a great job. He says sometimes he's really good. Sometimes every once in a while, you know, he'll fart in front of everybody. But, you know, that's about the worst thing he does. The Tennessee Titans aren't going anywhere. That's a team, honestly, that needs to win because their coach is, hey, aren't you glad if you're Peyton Manning you didn't go to Tennessee?
I need to swallow what I just said.
Oh my God.
The Jaguars are optimistic that MJD plays against the Titans, says the Jaguars.
You know, I do follow the league pretty well, but I do let you say stuff about me.
Well, they've been saying he's out all week.
I know they used him in practice Friday to see what he was like. I bet he doesn't play because why would you play him? You know, I mean, you kind of like him to be. Is he in a contract year?
He MJD? Might be. Yeah.
I bet he is. You know what? They probably don't want him to play. I'd play that other kid. He's tough. Matt was asking about him. Weren't you asking about MJD's guy?
Mm-hmm. Yep, and I just sat him.
good for him. He'll probably have 38 points today.
I don't know if I trust Roy on this, so I'll have to do my
Well, yeah, you're playing Roy for the championship. Yeah. Let's go to the next game. If you got your little finger on that thing? Arizona at Seattle. Well, now this is really a tough one. Let me tell you, Arizona may have the coach of the year. Bruce Arians should have been coach of the year last year. Because he really did coach the Indianapolis Colts.
Right.
And Pagano, did Pagano get coach of the year? I don't think he did, but
no, he did, didn't he?
Well, he might have. He had cancer. He had leukemia and did a good job. But I got to tell you, both of them are doing a hell of a job, even though a lot of people were giving Pagano a hard time this year.
Oh, wait, no, Bruce Arians won.
Well, he couldn't have won. He was.
That's what this was.
Well, then they gave it to him because he was the interim coach.
Bruce Arians wins 2012 Coach of the Year.
Yeah, he was interim coach. Well, guess what? He's in the running again because Arizona, with Carson Palmer at quarterback, and a beat up Larry Fitzgerald, And guys, you know, getting hurt. You know, they did lose Honey Badger.
Yeah, he's out.
They lost the Honey Badger.
I still really like that defense.
Yeah, I don't like. Now, let me just say this. This line has gone from 10 to 8 in the last 24 hours. I still like Seattle. All this late money on Arizona, you can keep Arizona. They're not. Now, Arizona has to win. Seattle doesn't. But if Seattle beats them up pretty good. By the way, they beat them 58-0 last year when they had another coach named Kenny Wesenhunt there, and all of his players quit on him at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. Arizona lost 58-10 or 58-0. Now they may be there for a little payback, but I don't see it. Do you? I see Seattle still winning by 20 points, and Arizona pretty much going to be out of it.
Yeah.
See, the problem with Arizona is they're the number three team in the NFC West.
I love Arizona.
I do too, but I don't love them this
year. I've said multiple times that if they played in any other division, they would be a playoff team.
I think they need to go back to I think they need to go back to the argument and debate in the coaches, you know, in the rules committee mm-hmm. on what needs to happen with in regards to records, because let's take the NFC East, for example.
Yeah.
Well, somebody could be 8-8 in the NFC East and win it this year. Mm-hmm. It may be 9 with Philadelphia if they win today. But if they win 8 and win the division, they've played 3 horrible teams or teams that aren't as good as everybody else in their conference twice. That's 6 games they have against inferior product, okay? If you're Arizona, you play San Francisco, Seattle twice. Mm-hmm. How fair is it to them if they go 11-5 and lose 4 games to those two teams that they're not in the playoffs? See what I mean?
Yeah, that happened a couple of years ago. I remember when Seattle went 7-9
and then they won their game.
They beat New Orleans.
I know, but
then Kansas City was 12-4 and didn't get in.
I know.
Was that the same year?
That's why I brought this up. I think what's going to happen, they're talking about 2 more teams in the playoffs next year. And that's not a bad idea, because anytime you add to the playoffs, you add more interest during the regular season. If there were 2 more teams in each division that were going to go, you know, this weekend would be really crazy when you think about it, because it really wouldn't be over until next week.
Yeah. See, I don't like the adding in more teams to playoffs.
Well, then I think we need to have the discussion on how a team 11-5 from the West doesn't go, but mm-hmm. a team 8-8 from the East does.
Yeah, I mean, sucks, but that's luck of the draw.
Well, it would create more motivation, I think, for those people. We'll be back in a minute on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation anytime by calling 240-317-7294. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
All right, so our plays in review.
Anyway, that's the play, okay? Ready? Break!
All right. So our plays...
118, blue, 88.
Our plays for the day in review. We both like the Miami Dolphins -1.5, right?
53's the mic.
I think we were split on the Panthers Saints, right?
I'm gonna look through this really cool Ravens game day. Colts Chiefs. Neither of us like the Colts. We both like the Chiefs, right?
Yeah.
And you know, that was really both of our straight cash homies.
It was.
For a couple of reasons. The Colts have no reason to get beat up in Kansas City today, because mm-hmm. they're gonna win it anyway. They're going to win that lousy South AFC division.
Chiefs are my play.
Yep. Saints and the Panthers. I'm going to talk about that one real quick. The Panthers, everybody thinks they're going to win. I don't think it's going to be easy. I'm going to take the Panthers in that game just because you took the Saints.
They're up a field goal and a half.
Yeah, I'm going to take
that half is what does it.
You know, they just played so bad in the Dome. I mean, and it wasn't like it was the crowd that got them. It was like the offensive game plan got them. There were guys wide open all night long.
Mm-hmm.
That was like a Sunday night or a Monday night game.
Drew Brees knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he does. So does Sean Payton, by the way. Dolphins at the Bills. You know, we talked about the Dolphins. We love what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Both like them.
The playoffs are in reach, but my boy from Duke, is starting for the Bills. I passed on it. You took Miami, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's a good play. The Vikings and the Bengals. You love the Bengals.
Yeah,
I'm a little bit afraid of all those points. The Bengals will win. I don't see how they don't at home. But I don't like the point spread. I think to be honest with you, I think there's going to be more points scored here than a lot of people think. What do you think?
I mean, I think points could be scored. Neither defense is really a shutdown defense.
You know, the Bengals just do it quietly. They don't get any publicity at all.
No, they really don't. I mean, that
Marvin Lewis is a great guy, by the way.
That division is not very good.
No,
the Ravens are not very good.
Well, the Ravens are playing themselves into the mix right now.
Yeah, they played some very, very bad football teams.
And they're in it. They're 8-6. The Broncos and the Texans. You like Broncos. Everybody likes the Broncos. I'm a little weirded out.
Like
I'm a little weirded out by Peyton. I'm worried about Peyton, to be honest with you. The Texans suck. They're horrible. The over is the play here. Oh, that's right. He's got Peyton.
He's got Peyton.
You know what? If Peyton,
you should bench Peyton.
What would you do? Who's your other quarterback?
Yeah, who's your other quarterback? You don't have another one? Oh man,
you've got one quarterback.
You should.
I heard RG3 is available.
Well,
he might be.
Yeah. Did you cut him? You cut him, didn't you?
No.
Yes, you did. You had RG3.
Did you have RG3?
I never had.
You had him last year.
You had Peyton was your only guy.
Yeah, you did.
Maybe.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
maybe
you
had him last year.
You did. You were gluten.
Because you played me first game and you started him. And I got crushed. All right, let's keep going. Titans are at the Jaguars. This is the game we just started going, what? You like the Jags. I like the Jags. I don't like the Titans. I really don't.
That's why I like the Jags.
Yeah, I just hate the Titans.
I don't like the Titans.
Yeah, I hate them. I got an East Carolina Pirate on that team, too, Chris Johnson.
Not for much longer.
Yeah, thank God. Cowboys, Redskins. I love the Redskins in this game. I just think they send London Fletcher home with a W. Plus, it's Romo. Oh, and by the way, it was leaked out early this morning by Ed Werder. If the Cowboys don't win the East, everybody's getting fired. I love it when they say that. The Browns and the Jets. We're gonna talk about that for 15 minutes, you Jet fans. When Tony Mazur gets here do his last segment on the show with us, he's our Cleveland insider. Buccaneers are at the Rams. I like the Rams. You like the Bucks?
No.
Well, you don't.
I like
okay,
the Rams.
Okay, I like the Rams too, but I'm not playing them. Remember, I made the statement that
I wouldn't play this
there
game.
Was a good there's a thought kind of angle to this
process
that you wouldn't want to, either team would want to win because they'd want to stay down in the standings so they get the better draft choice. Giants are at the Lions. You know, the Lions choke like dogs. I think Schwartz was going to get fired last year? Yes. Did he? No. I hate him. I hate him. I hate him. And by the way, Megatron cost me my game last week with those two drops. I'm still taking the Lions because, unfortunately for you people in Westchester, and I apologize for the Giants. Again, they're playing the Giants. I don't see the Giants doing anything in this game. Do you, Roy?
No.
It's indoors, though, and the Lions are choking dogs, but no. How many interceptions? What's the over-under for interceptions for Eli? Five?
No, well,
four and a half.
Five in the game.
Four,
I think it'll be five in the game.
Well, how about for Eli, period? Three?
Yeah.
So you over-under's 2.5, maybe?
I'll put it at 2.5.
I'm going to write that down.
That's solid.
The over-under for Eli is 2.5, according to Roy, and I agree with him. I think if he goes 2, he's done a good job. 3, he's done more of an Eli-type job. The Cardinals are at the Seahawks. I love the Seahawks. This guy, Sam Farmer, with the Ravens game day, likes the Cardinals. This guy's smoking dope or something. What do you think? Don't you think they're going to whip up on Arkansas.
Arkansas. Well, if they were playing Arkansas, absolutely.
Everybody whips up on Arkansas.
I don't know why, but I really like this Arizona Cardinals team.
I like them too, I mean, just because of their new head coach and the way that they're acting.
Yeah. I don't think anybody really whoops up on Arizona. I really like Arizona.
They've actually played very well on the road too this year compared to most. They're not really a home field advantage because it's so nice there when you go there.
Yeah, but
you know what I mean?
Seattle at home.
I'm taking them.
You can't.
That's 10 points right there.
Seattle is
unbeatable.
Pretty unbeatable at home.
Yep.
I think they're what, 17-0 since Russell Wilson started playing with them or something
like that
at home.
This just in. He's pretty good.
Stupid.
Yeah.
So
he's 14. He's 14-0 at home.
Is it 14?
Yep.
Seattle is good.
Yeah.
At home.
Yeah, I'm taking the Seahawks.
They'll probably break another sound record today.
This next game is a very good game, and I'm going to tell you why. The Packers had that historic down 26-3. They came back and beat the Cowboys. Now, that if you hate the Cowboys,
that's your example.
You had a great day last week.
Example A.
And, you know, for every, you know, four games that Romo has done a good job on and brought them back from, you know, being down, he has that game where he just stinks really badly. Well, and I can't really blame Tony for all of this because somebody was calling a lot of the plays.
Do you think he's feeding the myth that he's horrible in December?
He's really not that bad, though. He has one of the highest quarterback
ratings. I think he just needs to have...
But to be up by 24 and lose it, you have to feel that he's just...
So Tony Romo is out there missing tackles. I mean, by the way, the defense is
bad. Matt, that's 23, not 24. You're not a math major, are you? Okay,
Sorry.
I like the Steelers in this game a little bit, and I'll tell you why, because they're playing better as of late. They came out last week and just punched everybody in the mouth and won big. I like the over in this game. I just think Ben and them are going to move the ball, and I think the Packers are going to move the ball because what do they need? If they win out, they win the North because they have a tie in there, right?
The North confuses me.
They control their own destiny. They'll be 9-6-1, and everybody else will be not 9-6-1.
NFC North. Bears 8-6, Packers 7-6-1. Lions 7-7.
Pretty sure Green Bay plays Chicago next week. I think that's what the deal is. They have to beat them too.
9-6-1 beats out 9-7.
Yeah.
And the Bears.
Yeah, they control their own destiny.
Well, if the Bears win out, they're 10-6.
All right. Well, I'm still taking the Steelers, but I'm not releasing them. I don't like them. I like the over in that game. It's like 44.5. It's a joke. It's not a lot. It's like 45.5. I think that game, both teams could go over 30 points easily.
The Packers play the Bears next week.
That's why. Patriots, are they at home? Packers?
I got to recheck.
Patriots are at the Ravens. Pats are, you know, I just don't see them beating the Ravens in Baltimore. I just don't see it.
It's at Chicago.
Yeah. Packers have won there before, though, but usually when Aaron Rodgers is a quarterback.
That'll probably be two backup quarterbacks.
You and I are both taking the Ravens today, right?
Against
the Pats?
I like New England.
You're taking New England? Yeah. That's between me and you.
New England hasn't...
That's too easy.
New England hasn't lost back-to-back games since 2002.
But they're not cheating in Baltimore. They don't have all of the... Well, they could be, though.
I'm just saying.
They could still be recording the defensive signals being sent in, and they could... And in the second half, you can see some incredible changes. What teams have to do against them is change their defensive signals in the second half.
The Ravens are going for five in a row, and that's hard to do. And the Patriots haven't lost back-to-back games since 2002.
Yeah, but, you know, this isn't your typical Patriot team.
And this isn't your typical Ravens team.
But they're getting better.
They are getting better.
I would say that the Patriots are getting a little bit worse since they've lost Gronkowski.
The Ravens are in the top three in defense at home.
They're playing really well. Early in the season, I listened to a show, a Baltimore show, mm-hmm. and what they were talking, they were interviewing the defensive coordinator for the Ravens, and he said that he thought that this defense by the end of the season would be better than last year's defense.
Oh, that's not saying much.
Well, that last year's defense won the Super Bowl.
Right, but they're...
Yeah, but they weren't bad.
Their defense was not good last year.
No, but their offense didn't win the Super Bowl for them. Their offense basically just scored enough points to win. Their defense did a pretty good job. Who did they play?
In San Francisco.
They had a pretty good offense.
I mean, that game... I mean, we don't need to. Everybody knows what happened at
the
Super Bowl.
They should have won the game.
They were blowing them out.
Well, you and I both think that if they just run the ball in the end zone, they'd have won the game.
The key to me in this...
Seriously, San Francisco should have won that game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Without a doubt. They ran the ball right down their throat, and then they throw three passes.
I had the Ravens the whole way.
You were a little nervous there with 2 minutes left.
Well, I was a little nervous when the power went out.
Oh my God, the power went out. That was Goodell.
It was like 24.
It was Goodell.
It was like 24-0 or something.
It was
like
Goodell.
That.
If the Ravens, if it had been any, you know, it would have been that guy that sits in the Pats box and relays the stuff into the quarterback up until the snap of the ball.
If that was the Patriots, there would have been some real issues. But the The deal to me in this game, and really what has been the big difference for the Ravens over this four-game winning streak, is their special teams play and Jacoby Jones.
Oh,
I mean, they
yeah.
have the best special teams play in the league.
Well, he's also healthy, finally.
Yeah, and I mean, this their special teams
he's
unit
funny too.
Is impressive. They have one of the league's best kickers, and they have one of the league's best return men, and that's how they're winning games, and they're winning close games through their special teams.
You need to tape NFL Network in the morning, the AM show. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. And they had Jacoby Jones on. He is a stitch.
Was he dancing?
You can hardly understand him, but he was having fun. Bears are at the Eagles. Well, I skipped Ravens Chargers. 1 minute?
No. We just talked Ravens Patriots.
Raiders. Yeah, Raiders Chargers. I got the Chargers. They're down to -8, but I like – what are you showing them at? 10 or 8?
9.
Well, there you go. But then they're back up to 9.
9 and 51.
I don't see the Raiders trying to win this game at 4-10, and I'll tell you why. They need help in the draft. Bad. And
the Chargers are still alive.
They got like a 5% chance.
It's like, how?
Well, they are. Everybody's got to lose just right. Everybody's got to lose just right. Because they have a tiebreaker at 9. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. We'll be back in a minute with Tony Mazur from Cleveland on AM 1230 WFAS.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation anytime by calling 240-317-7294. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
We will be joined shortly by Tony Mazur. Talk about that Cleveland Browns-New York Jets game. And until then, I guess we can set the table for Mr. Tony Mazur about the Jets. And Geno Smith, who has been wildly inconsistent this year.
Yeah, you know, the thing about the Jets is I'm perfectly fine with Rex. I hope they bring him back. I don't think it's going to help to bring somebody else in. Now, the good news is if they do bring somebody else in to be the head coach, he's going to end up getting a pretty good defense. You know, because that defense isn't bad. Now they need some help in the defensive backfield. You know, they put a lot of money into their number one draft choice, and he hasn't really panned out. Tony Mazur.
Tony
Mazur. Hello, Tony.
Tony Mazur, go.
Is that you, buddy?
This is me.
All right.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Tony. This is kind of our Christmas show. We're going to kind of bring our presents in and play with them next week. But actually, I'll be in New York next week. If you're in New York, Tony, stop by. Studio, you can sit there and do the show with me. We can get our hotel room for Super Bowl, figure it out, and also our winter attire for the 20 to 25 degree 30-mile-an-hour blizzard that they're probably going to have. They had a lot of stuff going on up there. A guy that we know pretty well up there with the New York Daily News wrote a bunch of pieces, a big piece, and then a couple of follow ups on what is going to happen if they just get torrential snow like Saturday and Sunday. They may move this game to Monday. And they also have a situation where they'd move it to Saturday and possibly Friday, which to me is like, well, you know, yeah, why are we having the Super Bowl in New York City in February?
Exactly.
That's like having it in Cleveland. I mean, come on, you're going to have lake effect snow. You know, they get lake effect snow in New York City, too, you know, when it's bad enough.
And it's ridiculous because this is where you look at a team like Seattle who can really possibly run the table because they're an outdoor team. And, you know, some of the dome teams you talk about, like, well, I mean, and then the southern areas, you have a Super Bowl for some stupid reason. It's in New York City. Anybody think of the weather possibly being a problem here? You're not going to see too many records that.
No, and not only that, but I can remember being in Miami 6 years ago, 5 years ago, when Eli won his only Super Bowl. against the Bears. I get those Manning boys mixed up. I have no idea how I
against
do that.
Against the Bears when it was pouring.
And I got to tell you, it was the most uncomfortable Super Bowl I've ever been in, and it was just rain. But it wasn't warm. It was cold. It was like 45 to 50 degrees and pouring rain the entire game. I spent...
Now, Bruce, since you've been to a Super Bowl, especially you're going to be out... People going to this game are going to be outside. The Super Bowl's for TV. The Super Bowl's, you know, if you go to a game, it's to say you've been to a Super Bowl. But, like, you're going to be sitting out there in the cold with zero action going on for the most part, probably, I don't know, three-quarters of the time.
Yeah, it's not – it's. Let me just say this. I mean, the Super Bowl is all about being there Wednesday. I actually usually go in a week in advance. I'll go in like Monday, Tuesday, and then my people start arriving Thursday, Friday. The parties are Thursday, Friday, a little golf maybe a tournament or something. And then Sunday is so anticlimactic, it's not even funny. You know, we always used to throw brunch with a lot of players that I would bring with me from time to time on Sunday, like around 11 o'clock, because we'd get on the buses at like 2, and we'd be there by 3, and, you know, the game starts at like 6:30. You know, going to the Super Bowl isn't that big a deal, but it's become so expensive, it's hardly worth going unless you're just loaded. Because nowadays, it's $3,000 to get in. That's like the worst ticket you can find on the open market in the upper deck in the top is going to run you about $3,000 to $3,500 this year. Everything between the goal lines, lower levels, clubs, $5,000 to $15,000 a ticket probably. It's ridiculous. The hotel rooms run you close to around $1,000. You know, like I've already got rooms in the Marriott Marquis at Times Square, $1,250 a night. You know, I mean, a four-night minimum. Mm. That's $5,000 for four nights in Times Square. Yeah, and you know, it's just not worth it. You know, I'm going to stay with a friend in North Jersey is what I'm going to do.
Yeah, and I'm going to probably buy a $4 bag of Doritos and maybe a $3 bag of pretzel rods and then watch the game there from the comfort of my own palatial apartment. The Super Bowl to me, mm-hmm. it's like you mentioned, the game itself is as anticlimactic. You go on Radio Row and you can talk to some of the players, people coming in and out, but I don't know. It just seems the lead up to the Super Bowl is probably more exciting than the game.
Yeah, the taste of the NFL is my favorite party because they have the best live auction you've ever seen. Live and, you know, whatever, you know, when they've got everything written down. Their silent auction items are phenomenal. And the food is unreal. And I think I saw Journey there. One time they had sticks there, another time playing music. And I want to say, I think it was like $300 a ticket. And the food was worth $300 a ticket because they have every chef from every city in the NFL, the top chefs, come in and the food's free. You know, you've paid for it. It's that to me, that's the event to go to. I miss going to Super Bowl, but as I've gotten a little bit older, I find that I really don't need to be there for the game. The game, like I said, it's not the Masters. People say, well, what's the difference between the Masters and the Super Bowl? I say, I'll tell you. The Super Bowl lasts 4 hours. I said the halftime is like an hour. I said, you know, it takes you 2 hours to get there, 3 hours to get back to your hotel. I said, and the game is usually a pretty decent game, but that's it. I said, the Masters is like going to the Super Bowl 4 straight days in a row. Only you go from you go from 7 a.m., to 7 p.m. every day. It's 12 hours of some of the greatest golf you'll ever see. Oh, and by the way, it's a 75 to 90 degrees in Augusta in April. It's not going to be snowing and sleeting. And if it is, you go to your house and you just have a hot toddy and eat. You know, I mean, it's like night and day. Hey, let's talk about the Cleveland Browns. What do you see happening with them? Are they going to finish strong? For Chud, or are they going to be? Are you think that they're kind of thinking about the draft a little bit, maybe right now? What do you think?
Oh yeah, I mean, how many 4-10 teams are there right now? You're looking at Jacksonville, Tampa Bay. I mean, this is some garbage football. And the Browns right now, are looking, what is the point of winning the final two games? Because they already had their double-digit loss seasons, and I brought this up before the Bears game last week, that it was just amazing. This is now the 12th time in 15 seasons the Browns have had more than 10 losses in a season.
Yeah, it's like the Redskins.
It is embarrassing. And right now, the reason they didn't really do anything in the draft last year. So going into this into next year in 2014, they stockpiled and they're going to get a lot of draft picks. So it's like they're using that excuse where, well, this first year didn't really count because this is our first year with our guys. It's growing pains. Next year, we're going to see something. So, you know, it's one of those throw around a little bit of spin situations.
Hey, who was the kid that went down early? Brian Hoyer? Is that him?
Yep, Brian Hoyer.
Stenny? You need to call him Stenny, and you need to get that to stick. That kid will hate you because he's probably a Republican. But the thing of it is that, in my opinion, well, I mean, Tony and I, Matt says what because he's the biggest liberal you've ever met in your life. But the thing of it is that I really like that kid. That kid, to me, looked like a first-round draft choice. I mean, he just looked like he just had kind of a – I mean, he's got pretty good wheels too, doesn't he? I mean, he moves around a little bit, doesn't he, Hoyer?
Yeah, a little bit. He can be mobile. He can be a pocket passer, but again, that's how he tore his ACL. Is he moved around too much?
Yeah. Is Jason Campbell 100% this weekend?
Probably not.
Really?
He really isn't looked. He didn't look good last week. Josh Gordon didn't look good. So I think they're looking at final two games. What's more important, getting a better draft pick or winning two basically meaningless games against the Jets and the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Well, you know, the Steelers are going to win their game with them anyway because the Steelers are trying to finish 8-8. And I saw the Steelers this past week like you did. I was all over that. I had the best week I've had all year last week. Maybe I should just wait until the 14th, 15th week to even play in the NH Bowl. Who's your pick of the week this week? I know it's not Cleveland.
No, I took a look at. I'm going Indianapolis over Kansas City.
I'm having a heart attack. You didn't hear the show. Roy and I both, our straight cash homie was like, Kansas City.
We went on like 10 minutes. Why anyone who takes Indianapolis is stupid.
Go ahead, tell.
Not you, Tony. Though.
Not you though. I mean, tell me why they're going to do it, Tony.
I just think that Kansas City made that playoff appearance, and Indy needs to try and prove that they're the real deal. So
is that that was your reasoning?
Yeah.
All right. Good. Well,
I gotta get going. I gotta get back to work.
Hey, listen.
I gotta go too.
Hey, we didn't mean to blow you out of the water with that, but hey, listen. Good luck to you. Yeah. Hey, you'll probably push. We pushed like 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
So it's not going to matter. Hey, Tony, thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Tony.
Hey, thanks for coming on. And listen, go to work. What the heck is that about?
Thanks, guys.
See ya.
See ya.
We got to go, too, actually. Yeah, we had to go.
Yeah, hey, I got to go, too.
Well, we had to go.
Hey, but anyway, I love Tony. Tony is the best. Hey,
I feel bad now.
Do you think we blew him out of the water?
I don't know. I feel
bad. No, no. Oh, yeah. Well, you know what we got to do?
We got to send him a Christmas
card. We can't give our straight cash homie before we get Tony anymore.
Yeah, now we feel bad. Now I feel bad. I feel bad.
It's official.
Yeah, I know. Tony doesn't get upset.
No, he's upset. He's mad at you, not mad at me.
Why? Because I laughed?
No, we're boys.
But you know what? If Indianapolis wins, I'm going to send him so much ink. I will paste Twitter with Tony Mazur is amazing. Tony Mazur is my guy.
Tony.
I just wonder why he didn't take
he was
somebody
mad.
Out.
He was definitely mad, right?
No, he wasn't mad.
No, he was upset.
You could hear people in the background.
I think he's like DJing a morning something.
Bar mitzvah.
He was calling it a morning show. But to switch on something more positive, there was something great that happened in the NHL this past week, and that's
Ovi.
Alexander Ovechkin, yeah.
Oh.
He reached 400 goals.
He's on, yeah. And last week he had 4 goals in one game.
Yeah, he's
a hat trick's a pretty good deal, right?
Yeah.
That happens once in a while.
Yeah, everyone wants
4
while.
In a game.
Four is,
how often does that happen?
Four, well, he's
twice.
He's done it before.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, 4 in one goal. I mean, 4 in one game, that's extremely impressive. But Alexander Ovechkin becomes the 6th fastest player in NHL history to reach 400 goals. The New York Rangers actually have some hockey things going on today as they take on the Minnesota Wild. at the Madison Square Garden.
That should be. I mean, you know, I mean, they're playing. They're right around 500.
Yeah, they're fighting to stay relevant.
How about the? How about? You know, I hate to say the Wizards are kicking butt, but they own New York. Yeah. Not only did they go to New York and beat the Knicks in the Garden and beat New Jersey in their new place, they went to Boston last night and beat the Celtics. Now, don't get me wrong. Nobody in that division is that good.
Yeah, I mean...
And the Wizards aren't in that division.
Brooklyn's bad.
Yeah.
But they're really bad.
What's going on with the Knicks?
The Knicks are bad, too.
Well, you know, Matt from the station is going to come on next week, and he's going to talk NBA with us. He's offered to help us out with the NBA, which I think is a great idea. Because to be honest with you, the NBA, I'm just like, I was listening to Al Galdi the other day, and Al Galdi went, as far as I'm concerned, they should just leave open the doors and just ask for donations and just let anybody come in that wants to come in.
Well, the NBA is going to be doing a nickname game this year, which to me just shows how much of a joke the NBA actually is.
Hey, listen. I had a great time today. Matt, Merry Christmas to you and your kids and your wife.
We got to send a Christmas card out to Tony Christmas. Mazur.
Yeah, I'm going to call Tony. I'm going to send him a text. If he doesn't text me back, I know I'm in trouble. Hey, listen, we'll be back next week. Merry Christmas to everybody. Drive safe, and please do not drink and drive. This is Bruce Hall and Roy and Matt saying goodbye from Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.